I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is the Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
A very happy holidays to all of our Bravo Daily Dish listeners. We wanted to bring you a special treat this week.
It is Christmas Day, so what better way to celebrate than a little bedtime story? And this is coming to you from Jerique Hemsley from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and she is retelling a classic tale from her franchise.
Yes, it's my one of favorite episodes of all time, Dinner Party from Hell, season one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, of course featuring the unforgettable Alison Dubois.
To hear Dorit mimic Alison Dubois and that e-cigarette is probably one of my favorite moments of 2021.
So here it is in full, Bedtime by Bravo with Jerique Hemsley.
Merry Christmas.
Good evening, my loves. I'm going to lull you to sleep tonight reading a classic Bravo tale. It's a story about a mystery, a mind reader, and martinis the size of Birkin bags. It's called The Fair Maiden of Malibu. Once upon a time in the year 2010, five housewives of Beverly Hills made a long trek to a dinner party at a compound high up in the faraway hills of Malibu. This was long before the magical Capri Room existed to transport diners to Italy. Sitting amongst the faux lemon trees in Encino would have been a nice reprieve, as the ladies were unaware that the dinner party was a little further away than they thought. You see, they were actually en route to hell. There was no way they could have known, as this Malibu compound was fit for a princess, or in this case, Hollywood royalty. In it lived a fair-haired housewife by the name of Camille. Her intentions were noble. This was a dinner party to reset with her housewife friends after a trip to New York City, which went horribly awry. While in the Big Apple, Kyle uttered six terrible words during a horrible spat. "You're such a f***ing liar, Camille!" Hey, it could have been worse. She could have used the word, "see you next Tuesday," like someone I know.
Camille, you're a stupid f***.
Tensions were still high throughout the entire group, yet Kyle and Camille had the most left to resolve. Everyone arrived with their fakest smiles and most impressive glam. After serving up ginormous cocktails, the ladies took their place at the dinner table. Kyle was prepared, bringing along her best pal, Faye, as her guest and defender. But hostess Camille, taking her regal seat at the head of the table, had protection on both sides. Her best friend, Dee Dee, and her friend, Alison Dubois, a medium who was the inspiration for a TV show of the same name. The ladies were intrigued, but not quite as impressed by Allison's credentials as Camille had hoped. I mean, it's not like she magically produced a surprise performance by the iconic Boy George. It didn't take long before Camille, though not a medium herself, got a feeling she just couldn't shake. She knew Faye from somewhere, but where? Then it hit her. Sitting in her dining room was
the morally corrupt Faye Resnick,
whom she'd see posing in the pages of a certain bunny-centric magazine.
I saw her naked in Playboy. That's how I know Faye.
Camille tried to fan the flames from the bomb she just dropped, telling Faye she looked amazing in her spread. Kyle, dubious if Camille was indeed sincere, shot back with one question. "Hey, Camille, didn't you do Playboy?" "Why, yes. Yes, Camille did indeed. But a lingerie edition that didn't require nudity." Allison pulled out an e-cigarette, took a long, slow drag, and the night took an even darker turn. Centerfold pasts were quickly forgotten as Allison downed a few more oversized cocktails. With each puff of her e-cigarette, tension in the room grew thicker and more frightening. Allison's wicked smile, evil laugh, and wild eyes felt familiar to Kyle. As a child actress, she starred in a truly terrifying horror classic. But Allison wasn't giving off mass murder vibes. No.
That's all I could see was Jack Nicholson in the shining.
Allison kept insisting her intentions were pure. She simply wanted to enjoy the girls' night. A strong force, however, was gathering strength at the table. Lisa, in her endearing accent, pushed Allison into performing by asking if dead people were with them.
So you kind of feel like people that passed around?
Allison's answer was not what anyone expected.
If I'm at a dinner party with y'all, they gotta take a second chair because you are the ones that I'm focused on.
Perhaps dead people were mingling about, but Allison's focus was usually on the living, breathing dinner guests. Why? Because if she wanted to, she could head tap and pull thoughts. A hush fell over the table. A head tap? Pull thoughts? If Allison could penetrate right through the industrial strength hair extension these ladies were donning, then that was all the proof they needed that she was the real deal. Allison looked around the table with a gleeful twinkle in her eye. She was enjoying making the women squirm. She promised she wasn't head-tapping them. But Lisa wasn't satisfied.
Is my grandmother here?
Allison said no, because even Lisa's beloved Nanny Kay knew to stay far away from this brewing show. Allison insisted she was off the clock, and there'd be no readings that night. But the lady's curiosity was piqued. Allison's warnings and indifference only made them want it more.
We're just curious.
Kyle quietly wondered if perhaps a cold, hard credit card would change Allison's mind.
Maybe I should whip out my credit card.
Kyle thought only Faye heard her, but Allison's ears peaked up. She took another long drag of her e-cigarette. And the gates to hell started cracking wide open. Allison begged Kyle not to tempt her, but Kyle wasn't letting Allison win this round without a fight. Camille then pleaded with the ladies to think before going there with Allison. Say that their husbands were indeed cheating on them. Allison would know it, and she'd say it. So Kyle, always the problem solver, came up with a solution. What if Allison went ahead with reading the ladies but omitted any scary stuff that came up?
Something that's not scary?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Allison cackled in disagreement. What she had to share with Kyle was gonna irritate her. But Kyle didn't care. Have you been married twice? Allison blurted out. Kyle's eyes widened. She was shocked that Allison knew this sordid detail of her past. Allison thought this was good news. If Mauricio had been husband number one, well, then Kyle would be getting divorced. But Mauricio was husband number two, so she was safe.
Well, then that's the last one you have. I guess that's good news.
But Kyle was not a fan of this terrible insinuation that Allison made so gleefully. If my husband ever leaves me, I'm going with him, Kyle laughed, even though she was on the verge of tears. He will never emotionally fulfill you. Ever. Know that. As soon as the kids are bigger, you'll have nothing in common, Allison spit out. Everyone at the table wished they could disappear. It was a very tense moment.
I was waiting for Kyle to fly across the table.
Allison, however, wasn't done torturing Kyle. She insisted that Kyle connected with men better than women and needed to put the walls down.
I feel like you talk to males more easily than females.
Kyle looked stunned. This is a woman that's since been accused of being so close with her girlfriends that they attend couples therapy together. There was simply no way that Allison had it right. And she didn't.
I'm much more a girl's girl.
Camille shrugged and let Allison know that perhaps that read was meant for her. Camille revealed that most women were catty in their interactions with her.
The women have always been really catty and gentle.
They always will be.
I'm sorry, quick side note. Camille thinks that other women are catty with her?
You insinuate yourself a lot into conversation.
Okay, sorry. Back to the dinner party from hell. The fights became contagious, breaking out across the table, faster than TikTok dance challenges. First, it dawned on Faye that there was no possible way that Allison and Camille were the close friends that they claimed to be. It was inconceivable if this dinner was the first time Allison heard about Kyle and Camille's drama in New York City.
That's hard for me to believe, honestly.
Faye knew every last detail the minute Kyle got off the plane. But Allison refused to be contradicted by Faye. Even though it wasn't her house or her dinner party, she told Faye to leave, adding, "You have two legs, last I checked." Allison puffed longer and harder on her e-cigarette as she threw her attention and insult hurling back onto Kyle. Anytime Kyle struck back, Allison turned her head like a bratty schoolgirl. Allison's only retort, Kyle could leave too.
You have two legs too.
Maybe if Kyle had listened to Allison and left, which we know was never gonna happen, another fight that erupted between Kyle's sister Kim and fellow housewife Taylor wouldn't have broken out. That fateful trip to New York City brought up unresolved anger between them two. Taylor claimed Kim was off her rocker, and Kim hissed at Taylor to blow up your lips some more. I'm not sure what lips had to do with anything, but I can certainly appreciate the extra time needed for glam. Just saying. Taylor stood up and yelled,
"Enough! Enough! Enough!"
Finally, the magic word had been uttered. It was enough, indeed. And finally, time to shuffle the ladies out of Malibu, out of hell, and back to Beverly Hills. Camille, however, needed to get in the last word before Kyle dared to walk out of her door. I get it. Sometimes a girl needs to have the last word. Or 20. Except Camille decided to remind Kyle that she called her a delusional bitch. Kyle vehemently denied uttering those terrible words. Alas, Allison called upon her psychic abilities one last time to insist that Kyle did indeed say it.
That is a f***ed up thing to say.
How was Allison so certain? Well, if Camille said Kyle called her a delusional bitch, then Allison knew it to be true.
Oh, that's very profound.
Now it was finally time to let the mouse go and get out of there. Miraculously, the evening did end with a shred of decency and decorum intact. Wine was served throughout the night in the correct stemware, thank God, and no dishes were shattered in anger during any of the commotions. As the ladies saw themselves out, Kyle so eloquently commented,
"Flippin' haunted house at Disneyland. I just want to get out of here. I cannot deal with this crap."
As the ladies got in the cars and headed back to the hills of Beverly, Allison kept the trash talking going. In a stunning announcement to Camille and Dee Dee, Allison revealed she knows when Kyle will die and what will happen to her family. And with a devilish twinkle, she added,
I love that about me.
All the ladies made it safely home that night, though weary and shell-shocked from the journey. Kyle, Mauricio, and their children are still living happily ever after, and no housewife of Beverly Hills ever saw a psychic again. Until season 8, that is.
Kevin knows my phone number.
The end. Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed reading the story to you. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay safe. I've got to go make some homemade tartar sauce. Coming, PK!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.